Hey, Exchange family, this is Exchanging Stories. Hey, Exchange. This is Exchanging Stories, the Elder Wives edition, and we're really excited about this. We have a few podcasts coming up where we are going to spend some time with each elder wife. We just think it's really important that we are known, and also we love our wives to death. They have a massive ministry to us. And so we want you to know a little bit about them too. So today we have kicking off our series, Katie Martin. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Really glad that you're here today. If someone knows your name because they know your husband but might not know your face, tell us a little bit about how they find you, how they see you at Exchange, maybe the kiddos that go along with you.
Typically, I serve as coordinator in the kids' hallway. So I'm on a rotation there, so I'll be greeting you there. Aside from that, I'm usually in the background. Chatting with people or with my kids. And that's where you see me. I've got Micah is my oldest. He's 18. I've got Caleb, who's 16, Haley, who's 14, and Annie, who's 8.
Yep. So. Typically one of them's close, maybe, but they're typically sitting center section somewhere like four rows back or something like that. Their jam. So if you don't know the Martins, I say this a lot of times with their elders, but a dinner invite and a conversation with them would be well worth your time. Yeah. So really glad to have Katie starting us off this week. Obviously, our families are really close. We started Exchange together. We didn't know that was going to happen. Maybe that's an idea for another podcast, you know, the whole story. But we've gotten to know them really well over the past decade. And the Lord did a lot of unknown and unexpected things and gifts in that relationship. I don't think that I could have put it together the way that he did.
And I agree.
Grateful for that. But we're going to do a few questions, a few fun questions to get us started. So what we're doing is two truths and a lie. Katie will give us the two truths and a lie to start off. And at the end of our podcast somewhere, you will be informed of which ones are true and which ones aren't. So what do you got for us, Katie? What's your two truths and a lie?
Well, I have three teenagers, so I thought I would stick in the theme of pop culture.
Okay.
Something really superficial.
Okay, good.
And their pop culture would probably be like YouTubers and UFC fighting and social media.
Yeah.
So I can't speak to those things. So in true Gen X fashion, I'm going to do TV, movies, and music.
Okay, good.
So as far as TV goes, I'm watching The Crown right now and really loving it.
Okay. That's one of your things.
That's one of my things.
Okay. All right.
For movies, I've actually never seen any of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Okay.
And for music, the best concert I've ever been to was the Eras Tour.
Okay. All right.
Those are my three
things. I've got a couple of guesses which ones I believe and which ones I don't. Maybe some inside information on one or two. But for you out there listening, Exchange, especially if you're listening with someone else, maybe state your claim, which ones are true and which ones are false. So what kind of hobbies do you have, Katie? Like if you're not a professional pastor's wife, that's not a thing. And you get some time to yourself, your four kiddos are out of the house maybe. So if Katie gets some time to do something, what do you like to do?
This is almost comical because I never get time to myself. And actually the running joke is I'm never alone in my house ever.
Yeah.
So, but it would be reading probably, or being outside hiking or walking or something like that.
Okay.
So
just some minutes of silence.
I love silence.
Yeah.
I love peace and I love silence. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is off script, but, speaking of reading, what are some good things that you've read lately?
I'm actually reading a book right now called Garden City, Garden okay. City, by John Mark Comer.
Okay.
It's really a good book about work and rest and basically what God put humans on this planet for.
Yeah.
And so it's been really sweet for me being a homemaker and a homeschool mom and yeah. not having a full-time job or anything, but just knowing that like my work in the home and with my family is still meaningful
yes.
and valuable. And
yes.
So it's been a really good read.
That's
really
a good
enjoyed
thing.
It. It's been one of the books that Ed's told me to read forever and I have finally picked it up.
Okay. And now you know why.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Do you like fiction or do you like kind of like spiritual growth books? Like what's your genre of choice?
Typically my pattern is fiction in the summer. Okay. Or in the winter, like over Christmas break.
Okay.
Those are the times that I love fiction. I love historical fiction.
Yeah.
Or there is an author named Robin Jones Gunn who okay. wrote a series called the Christy Miller series for teenage girls that I read when I was a teen and absolutely loved. And she has written spinoff series and series for adults. And so this summer, I actually read two of her adult version
okay.
books this summer, which has been really good, too. She's one of my favorite authors.
That's cool. Do you mm-hmm. have any books that you repeat each year?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Are you not a repeater?
No. Not on books. I will okay. on movies, but not
okay.
on books.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Well, if you had a perfect day, so this can include your kids or it cannot include your kids, right? So if you have a perfect day, what's that look like for you?
Yeah. I would say this has probably changed. Like typically I would say my husband and I on a beach in the Caribbean somewhere yeah. with somebody waiting on us, bringing us snacks and drinks and sounds, all the things.
And that's not your day? That's not your perfect
well,
day?
Well, I'm finding now that I feel like the years are dwindling where our kids are at home.
Yeah.
And we have experienced that even this summer. And so I'm just really craving time with the six of us.
Yeah.
So it would still be the beach yeah. Or anywhere on water, near water.
Yeah.
I love water, but it would be just a day outside with the six of us.
Yeah.
I feel like it's getting rarer and rarer for the six of us to be together. And
yeah.
so I'm treasuring those moments because I know it won't be around forever.
Yeah.
So
it makes sense now as you get to that stage why, you know, when you get married and everybody has their own families and stuff, like why it's so special to your parents when everybody's at
yeah.
home at once,
yep.
you know?
Exactly.
It definitely is starting to all come together
yeah.
there mm-hmm. for sure. I already did the favorite read, what you're reading, all those good stuff. Like what about in scripture? Where does the Lord have you at in scripture right now? What are you mm-hmm. reading? What's speaking to you at the moment?
Yeah. Well, I just finished Colossians. I was in the women's study this summer.
Yeah.
But right now I've started reading Acts. Really just interested in the church and
yeah.
just the early church and kind of what they were doing. I haven't read it in a while, so I'm reading that. And Psalm 16 is also just the Psalms in general. I often kind of circle back to, but Psalm 16 in particular has just been really sweet to me this summer. Just been kind of meditating on some of those verses mm-hmm. and just been one of those old faithfuls that I come back to a lot.
Is there a passage within that passage that's like the honey on the comb for you?
For this summer, it's the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, like mm-hmm. that part where God is our portion mm-hmm. and our inheritance. And, you know, sometimes what God gives us is not necessarily what we want. And I think in this season, in this summer, has just been just a time for me to embrace where the Lord has placed me. And accept it as a gift. Like, this is my portion. This is what he's given me to do in the place that he's put me in.
Yeah.
And really finding joy in that and,
yeah.
and gratitude and thankfulness and kind of allowing that to spur me on to just appreciate it more and work within my home or wherever he has placed me kind of with a better attitude, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, for certain, you're not the only wife and mom that has to work through that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and figure out, you know, culture just has different ideas. And, you know, of course, there's always finances and there's always like the things, the like the pressures. And it's like, are we going to choose for me to be here? And is that enough? Like identity and role and all the things, you know?
Yeah. And I'm at a place where, you know, I've been doing this for 18 years now. So, you know, you get tired after a while. And I do, like, you know, at times I have my eyes like, what else can I do? And the Lord just hasn't released me from that yet. Yep. And so I just want to enjoy it and savor it while I have it.
Yeah.
And be obedient and kind of submit to that. And when the time comes to do something else or to be released from that, then I'll do that. But
there's so much there in the balance, and I call it a dance of contentment and longing.
Yeah.
You know, of knowing that this season isn't the constant and always season of your life. And there will be times for other things. And, and yet this is the season that you're called to right now. Mm-hmm. And that dance of, man, I do love what I'm doing, and also I need to fight for contentment in it and not look towards other seasons. Cause like you said, the time dwindles fast. It goes away, and we can wish it away and blink it away really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I would just, ladies, if you're out there, struggling with some of those same things, Katie, would be an excellent resource to talk to. I think she would probably gladly accept a cup of coffee or a time to hang out with you.
I'd love that.
If you're thinking through those and wrestling with it as well, might be just a lap or two ahead. Katie, how'd you come to know Jesus? Like what, you know, there's a lot of themes already of just like where the Lord has you, what the Lord has you reading, what he's teaching you right now, but that doesn't just happen, right? So how'd you come to know the Lord?
Yeah. I would say my upbringing or whatever, how I was raised, was kind of a mixed bag as far as growing up in a Christian home or not. So we went to church growing up and actually switched when I was in middle school because my mom wanted me to have a youth group. Have a place to plug in. And so I remember going to a youth thing probably about seventh grade. It was like some big youth event. And, you know, there was the classic speaker, and it was just all focused on, like, you know, not going to hell, basically. And so I was a pretty shy kid, you know, timid or whatever, and always wanting to please and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, I don't want to go to hell.
Yeah. Who does?
So I remember going forward, but you know, aside from that, it didn't really mean a lot or change a lot.
Old?
I think I was in seventh grade.
Okay.
And so, through the rest of my middle and high school years, like I went to public school. And so really did not have a lot of Christian friends or even was really connected. Went to youth group, but like all my friends from youth were from school, if that makes sense. So I wasn't surrounded by a lot of Christian families with kids my age.
Yeah.
And so naturally influences, you know, from outside the church just affected me, and peer pressure and all the things. So did not make the wisest choices. And then probably later high school, I think it was about halfway through my junior year, something just kind of clicked for me. And I wasn't finding joy and satisfaction in the way that I was living. And so I really just desired to follow the Lord. And so it just kind of became clear to me and just kind of turned and did a 180 at that point, and really started pursuing the Lord.
Was there influences? Was there kind of like, you know, someone that you were looking to that were like, man, it seems like they have joy or they have happiness or they, you know, or was it just kind of the Lord's timing and drawing you, pulling you back to him?
Yeah, probably all of the above. I mean, I think I specifically remember one of the things I struggled the most with in high school was just feeling like, well, nobody else around me is doing this. Nobody else is pursuing the Lord. Like, no, there are no Christians around me. And so feeling very alone in that and just kind of swept up in what everybody else was doing.
Yeah.
And then halfway through my junior year, I started hanging out with different people who went to my church. And we were on a ski trip. And I remember we were playing in the pool at the resort. And I was just having a lot of fun. And it was fun with people who like were great people, who were believers. And something just shifted in me of like, oh, there are people out there that make wise choices and pursue the Lord and want to walk in this way. And so it just kind of clicked for me at that moment. Like, I want this. Like, I want these relationships. Yeah. I want to please the Lord and follow him.
Yeah.
So.
Man, thank goodness for other kids that are, you know, making good choices and having fun. You know, it's possible.
Yeah, it is possible.
It is possible. So that's junior year, mid-year, junior year in high school. You graduate and decide you're going to go where to college?
Carson Newman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Carson Newman's Tennessee. Like, that's...
it was 8 hours from home.
Long way.
Yeah.
Did you know anybody there?
Not a soul. Okay. No. And actually, my mom found it by searching. I knew I wanted to go south.
Okay.
And I knew I wanted to go to a small Christian school, having been in public school. Like, I wanted to kind of be in a Christian bubble.
Yeah.
I had never experienced that. And so when we visited, I just fell in love with the place.
Incredible.
So, yeah.
And there you met Edward.
I did. The first week of school.
The first week of school. There's some fun stories about
there
that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cafeteria life and all the good stuff, you know? And it's a good thing you're both runners and,
kind of,
enjoyed that together. Mm-hmm. Lots of good stuff. And the Lord did incredible things there, you know? I think those are stories for another time for sure. What about exchange life? What has you really excited about exchange right now?
I feel like women's ministry. Doing the Bible study this summer, I could only do the second half just because we were traveling and stuff. But I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the way Christy did the Bible study. She taught for a portion, and then we split up into table groups and discussed and prayed together. We even had worship and stuff. And it was just really good. I really enjoyed it. And I've talked to Christy a few times since just about kind of what are some things that we've got coming down the pipe. And I'm just really looking forward to that. I love how God has wired her and gifted her. And I think it's just we women are going to benefit from it.
100%.
Yeah.
And that is a ministry passion for you, I think, isn't it? Like, just the women's ministry in general. I think you and Jana worked really hard to create these times of space for women this past year, the solitude retreats, and allowing women to experience that together was a good thing. Anything else that kind of gets your heart pumping?
I would even say aside from women's ministry, maybe more broad, is just like, I have a heart to see people flourish in their walks with the Lord. And so I really love to help people in that way.
Yeah.
And so some of the sweetest times of ministry have been either in like small group time with ladies or, just kind of in those smaller settings, just leading people and pointing them towards a life that matters.
Yeah. So where's your wheelhouse? Do you love that group of like, do you love to be on stage for sure?
No.
Yeah.
No, I do not.
Yeah. That's 100% true. Would you prefer like that, that solitude type retreat where you've got, you know, seven or eight women. Do you love that, one-on-one over a coffee conversation? What's your jam? What do you like?
I prefer like small group settings. That's kind of like what I love the most.
Yeah.
Partly because being an introvert, one-on-one, I feel like I'm not super great at. I always need I rely on my husband a lot.
Yeah, you're great at it.
So I don't love one-on-one, but like small group time.
Yeah.
Is really
I feel like that's
me.
The Martin's jam. Like if I could you know, underscore something for the Martins, meaning meaning specifically Ed and Katie. I think they just do small group really, really well.
Yeah.
Master question askers and listeners and engagers. And I think, you know, there's moments where, my teaching style is a little bit different. And when Ed's like kind of leading this group, I constantly say, let's just say these things, Ed. You know, and he just has this masterful way of drawing it out, but you do too. I think you guys work really, really well together, in that. And so, I wouldn't say though that your introvert, comes out on those one-on-one conversations. I think you flourish in those, and don't rush her all at once exchange. But I do think there's many women out there that would love and benefit from a coffee with Katie. Maybe we can do that. We can post that on Instagram, coffee with Katie. No, it sounds good.
Oh my gosh.
We can have drawings each week to see who gets to do that.
I do need some adult time. I'm with kids all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think if you have an hour for a cup of coffee, I bet Katie would love to do that. So having an elder as a husband is a thing also, right? Mm. I mean, and also, not to speak from experience or anything, but you know, our families have done this for a long time. We've seen a lot of things. There's been a lot of people that have come into our lives, sometimes in and out of our lives. And you know, going into pastoring a church, leading a church, in some ways is a little bit like marriage, in that you really have no idea what you're signing up for until you get into it. And even then, there's various struggles, and you know, each family has their own things, and you know, nothing's the same. So after, like, as you serve as an elder's wife, how has that shaped and changed the way that you pray for the church in general, and specifically Exchange?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's weird to say, like, Exchange is our life. Like, I mean, we have life outside of Exchange, but like, it's what we've given our lives to. So, I pray for it a lot, you know, and we desire maybe more than anybody else to see it flourish and to see the people of Exchange thrive and, to make an impact in this community and for the kingdom, you know? And so those are kind of the things I spend time praying about, is just for our people and for our church just to flourish and where God's placed us. I pray for a permanent home.
Let's get on that, Exchange.
I'd love to just have a permanent place for us to have to do ministry, and to serve the people of our community. So,
100%. What about the way that you pray for the elders? I know you pray for Ed, but being an elder's wife, how does that change the way that you pray for and interact with, you know, the other five of us?
Well, we love to pray for you guys, and we feel like it's our task to do so. I guess we get a front row seat to, you know, some of the responsibilities that you guys have, and it's heavy at times, you know. I tell Ed all the time, I don't know how he does it, you know. When you are leading a people, and when you are shepherding people through really hard things, that can weigh on you, you know. So I feel like I spend a lot of time just praying for mental and physical and spiritual and emotional health, you know, for the elders, just to be able to lead well and to have tough skin, I guess, but also really soft hearts and to love and lead our people well.
I can't remember who said it, but I remember it like a pastor. I think I read it when we were doing the Welcome to Church series. Maybe I'll remember as I quote it, but he was saying you need a pastor has to have the mind of a scholar, the heart of a child, and the hide of a rhinoceros. And that has kind of stuck with me.
Yeah.
It's true. And you know, we get to experience the most high moments with people and mm-hmm. celebrate incredible things, and also, you know, a lot of difficult moments.
Yeah.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's a privilege. We're grateful to do it for sure. And I'll just say, you know, one of the greatest gifts, I said this earlier, but one of the greatest gifts to me personally has been being able to lead this church with Ed. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't imagine mm-hmm. it any other
mm-hmm.
way.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. And also one of the greatest gifts to our family is the Martin family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we kind of fight for time together, because it doesn't yeah. happen very often, mm-hmm. believe it or not, exchange. It's not like, you know, our lives are so busy, you know, it will go, you know, a couple months and realize, mm-hmm. oh, we haven't, you know, sat down for a meal or mm-hmm. something like that. We try to do that as best as we can. But, you know, I'll say this in the podcast, to live on for eternity in the digital world, I'm thankful for you too, Katie.
Thank you.
And just the way that you support Ed, but also support me. I know there's mm-hmm. times mm-hmm. that, you know, Ed's probably been frustrated with me that you have, that you've fought for me, you know, that you've said, don't give up on him yet.
Yeah.
And so I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for, you know, your posture, your humility. I'm grateful for the fact that you come in and sit down and think, I really don't have anything to say that anybody wants to hear, or mm-hmm. why would, you know, and it's not a self-deprecating thing. Mm-hmm. I believe it's mm-hmm. true humility, and I'm grateful to serve with people like that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that mm-hmm. and being that
yeah.
and, serving with us. Mm-hmm. So bring it back to two truths and a lie as we close out. Mm-hmm. What's true? What's false? What do we need to know about you and your binging?
Well, what
TV.
Do you think? What's your guess?
Well,
I probably know
for sure that one of the truths is, well, you said one of the best concerts that you went to was the Eras Tour. Is that correct? You said,
yeah.
Okay, not just that you went, but one of the
right,
best.
Right.
Okay. So that has me a little bit on the ropes, because I know that you did go. I know that you sat up high, and I know that it was a, you know, massive undertaking to get in and out of the stadium, right?
Yeah.
So that has me a little bit like, you know, what about, what other concerts did you go to? Did you ever go see Pearl Jam in high school?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Dave Matthews Band?
No, but I wish.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to say yes. Then the Eras Tour was probably one of the best concerts you've been to.
I did see New Kids on the Block.
Ah.
But it is, that's the truth.
Okay.
Eras Tour was the best concert I've ever
okay.
seen.
Even sitting up high.
100%.
Okay, and how long did it take you to get out of the parking lot?
2.5 hours.
Was there any bathroom breaks during that 2.5 hours?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Okay. That is.
But it was awesome, and I would go again in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's commitment. Okay, so, all right, so that's true. Then the other two is that you're currently watching The Crown.
Yeah.
And what was the second one?
Never seen any of the Lord of the Rings
Never
movies.
Never seen anything of the Lord of the Rings movies. I believe that the true one is that you've never seen any of the Lord of the Rings
That's
movies.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, I know Katie Martin.
Yeah, we don't do that kind of stuff in
yeah,
our family.
Yeah. Not out of conviction. It's just not your
no,
thing.
No,
it's yeah,
not.
Yeah.
It's just not our thing.
Yeah, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, that's just not Martin genre.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Martin genre is more like Space Jam or yeah. Something like that, like some humor mixed with sports.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or action movies.
But
not
yes.
superhero.
Yeah. Yeah, so. not the Marvel world.
We're kind of like real people, like black and white. We don't like fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I understand that. I get it. I mean, so much of your life is just, you know, fantasy. So why move into that on TV, right?
Yeah.
I'm joking. So Katie, thanks for being here. Thanks for being the first to sit down with me and talk about you, about your life, about your husband, about your ministry. There's a lot of vulnerability there, and I'm grateful that you chose to sit down with us today. I hope, Exchange, that as you listened, that you gained a little bit of an appreciation for Katie, and even long to sit down or talk with her. If you don't have time for a cup of coffee, you certainly have time to walk across the auditorium and say hey, and that'll be a great talk. So Katie, thank you for coming in today.
Sure, I loved it.
Exchange, we'll see you next time on Exchanging Stories.